two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled welcomes you to the Players Club.
Monday nights at 7.
BYU quarterback Jaren Hall joins KSL for an insider look at the BYU football team. Join Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey in the Unrivaled Players Club on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It is KSL's Unrivaled. It is the Players Club. Yeah.
You know it.
You noticed it was not a Monday. It is a Wednesday edition because of the holiday this week. We still are able to speak with BYU football quarterback Jaren Hall, who's on the horn here with us in Provo. Jaren, thanks for hanging out with us again another week. You decided to come back one more week. That's very nice of you.
Man, I'll give you guys another chance. See how it goes today.
Oh. Well, we got a lot to get to.
We're on the hot seat.
First of all, can't forget to mention that the Players Club every week right here on KSL News Radio brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. To the game. My son went to this game down in Las Vegas, and I walked out and I said, what do you think about the game? How'd you feel about it all? And he just said, look, it was a win, and I think he was hoping for like 50 points. I think a lot of people were like hoping for 50 points.
He was not the only one.
I know. So I think there's a lot of that feeling of – there was a mixture, I think, of people. And maybe you could tell us how you felt after everything because – we looked at it and went, man, there were some really great things that came out of this. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot of stuff to work on, which I think is like a coach's dream where they can get after you and you guys can get after yourselves. Is that what happened?
Absolutely. I think that coach's dream is to have things to still work on in a week one and to get away with the win. You know, that's what we talked about Monday and in our meetings was, you know, we got away with the win. Now let's go look at the film and let's see what we can fix and get better at because – you know, if we can clean up a lot of the things that didn't go our way, then, you know, that's more points on the board that we'll be able to, you know, put on or keep off, you know, offense or defense. So, yeah, it was good to look at. It was a good way to get out of, week one.
The first game for me, no matter when it was, you know, college to pros, preseason, it didn't matter. It was always weird because it was the first time you're really live. And I mean really live, right? So you have all that adrenaline flowing. You've got your instincts kick in. And so you kind of, at least for me, I always ended the game regardless of the result. And I just felt a little weird. I'm like, I'm not sure if I played good or bad. Did that happen to you? And does that happen to you? And then what happened to me before you answer the question is I would watch the film. And then after I watched the film, I'm like, oh, okay, my instincts were pretty good, or the game was better than I thought.
Yeah.
And then I moved on. Did you experience that at all? Did you experience that?
Yeah, very, very similar. I think, you know, today it's a lot easier, you know, to talk to the coaches, you know, every single drive, able to get on the phone with A-Rod and talk about what we saw. And so during the game, you get a feel for the things that are good and bad. But, no, like you said, I think for everybody, once you're actually out of the game, we're on the plane, we can watch the film, you know, on our way home, then you're able to see from the bird's eye view, you know, the coach's standpoint, exactly what went good, what went bad for all 11 guys. And so you definitely see a lot more when you watch the break down the film after the game.
Well, so we were watching.
Wait.
What?
You guys get to watch the game on the way home?
They hand them their tablets.
Are you serious?
It's already loaded up.
Like I said, a little different, man.
Do you know how many sleepless nights I had wondering, did I play good or did I play bad? I had to wait till the next day.
You were not getting your 8 hours, I guess.
No, they were. They had to develop the film, Jaron, and they had to send it through. They had to go through the full Kodak screen. So.
I am grateful.
You guys have technology.
That's awesome.
So I've got a couple things I want to play here. Let's first jump into, I think, the play that stood out probably the most for BYU fans in terms of scoring plays. It was that touchdown pass to Neil Pau. Take a listen.
Again, fly sweep motion. Hall is chased, has to escape, has room to run. Jaron 40, midfield, 40 of Arizona, 30 of Arizona, 20 of Arizona steps out, and the Cougs are in the red zone. There it is. That's Jaron Hall.
Well, I guess that was your running play instead.
The run, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, you told us last week there are no design runs, and that one was not a design run. And there were a bunch of times during the broadcast that they were like, now this kid's really talented on his feet. He can show you what he can do with his legs. There were times that I think that people wondered if you were going to run, and you stayed right into it and said, I'm not going to run on those plays. Walk us through that play. And then what you saw the rest of the night in terms of what Arizona was giving you.
Yeah, I think that play was a breakdown, quickly from the beginning, wherever the assignment was at that was either blown or they made a good play, that backer getting through the gap quick. And I just had to react and, saw lane to my left and took it and just got down the field. And the rest of the night, really, our line did a great job. I had a good pocket to stay into. We had a lot of great design plays, a lot of quick passes, a lot of passes with, good max protection, and then others that – just regular protection, and it was just a matter of getting the ball out quick to our guys, and I feel like we did a good job, most of the night doing that with the chances we had.
You had the big play for the touchdown. It was a 3rd-and-7 play, and usually the coach is like, we need to get the first down, focus on the first down. Find the guy, get the first down, but those big plays come up. You don't know when they're going to come up, right? So how much of a conversation or how much leeway do you have in those situations with Coach A-Rod about taking those shots? Does it just evolve with the offense, or do you look for those opportunities no matter when they come and you have the freedom to go make the play?
I think for the most part we definitely have the freedom to make those plays. I mean that's part of our offense. We're engineered to have great explosive plays, and it'll come with time. But, there definitely is times in the game, certain third downs and second downs when we're, trying to work the situation a little bit. You just take what they give you and, just live to play another down or take a couple yards on a check down or a quick pass. So, no, there's definitely times where you gotta be smart and just play for the next down. But, for the most part, we have the freedom to go make plays. And if it's open, not be afraid to drop back and let it go.
Here's that 67-yard touchdown. And Neil Pau, I mean, everybody talked about how good of a camp he had, but this is really kind of coming to fruition here. Everybody's watched Neil Pau have a heck of a game. Here's that touchdown. Here we go.
3rd-and-7, they bring some pressure. BYU picked it up nicely. They gave Hall time to throw downfield, and it's caught in stride.
Oh, you love hearing the in stride part, don't you? Right? You hear that and you go, "Oh, yeah, he said it clean, in stride," and he hit it. So does that loosen you up after a play like that? I mean, you guys.
Oh, for sure. Did you see the way the ball was spinning? Did you see that?
Let me tell you.
Like I kicked the thing. So yeah, I was loose just to see that it got to him. Absolutely.
It looked like a duck.
It was a duck and a half. Let me tell you.
I don't know how that happened. Let me share some advice with you on this. Okay.
What's that?
I'm just telling you, when they show it back and forth, then you go, oh, yeah, that thing
breaks your heart,
that thing's had some wobble to it. Yeah. But the reality is, as you look at it and you go, man, that was a great play. I can tell you some of the greatest quarterbacks that have ever played, and they threw balls every bit as bad as that. But who cares?
It was on the money, though.
It was on the money.
So maybe if it was spinning, it would have been an overthrow.
You need to tell people, Jaron, did someone hit you? Like, even if they didn't, just don't admit to that.
Unfortunately, we have replay, so they can call me on my bluff.
No. Just someone was there.
There was a defensive lineman's thumb that got there.
I come up with something.
Hey, actually, Jaron, I got let me tell you a couple of chips here. I'll give you – if you throw an interception, and you probably aren't all year, okay, that's not going to happen. But if you do, just point. Like, just point. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you just point. And
just go, point, I mean, just throw the finger out
you
there,
just,
man.
Yeah, you just
you point and you go.
What
you
does
gotta,
that do?
You got to move that way.
Because,
that's what you got
to
tell.
Because the announcers go, oh, the receiver ran the wrong route.
They throw my guys under the bus.
You don't say anything to anybody. It's just generally. It's just point some direction.
And you say,
that's okay.
I was talking to myself.
Yeah.
It's all good. Look, you didn't have a pick. Why are we even talking about it? You did not have an interception. So it was a clean game for you. I mean, this was 18 for 28, 198 yards, two touchdowns. Nobody's looking at the sheet and going, oh, he had 430 yards. But for yourself, how do you grade yourself on the performance that you had?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it was a clean game. You know, took care of the ball, first time in action in almost 2 years, really. So, you know, I was happy about that. It felt like the game came pretty well. It was slowed down a lot, but – you know, obviously, you'd like to throw more completions and give our guys more chances. And I think as we iron out some of those details and get everybody in the right spot, you know, I think with more reps, you know, to kind of it'll get better from week one to week two, two to three, and so on and so forth. So I'm looking forward to how we progress and, you know, how we start to get more explosive plays.
Well, let's take our first break here. We'll come back, and I want to ask. Well, we're gonna transition into the Utah game. Before we do that, though, well, I want to know what the team feeling was. After the Keenan Ellis injury, how you guys – I mean, it was such an emotional sideline. Everybody in the crowd was watching these prayers being said. Everybody was absolutely, like, right there with the team. I kind of want to get the feeling of what was being said amongst you guys and how you come back from something like that. So we'll come back. It's the Players Club right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Jaren Hall, of course, BYU's quarterback, always our guest every week. We'll be back. More to go right here on KSL News Radio. Can't forget to mention that the show, the Players Club, every week right here on KSL News Radio, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. To the game.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.